Becoming a vampire is quite the thrill.
You're a motherfucking vampire, man. You're undead.
And get ready, Chucky's coming in for the kill.
I'm the MVP of serial murder. I mean, I've killed more people than you have Insta followers.
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall. And here's what to watch on Wednesday, October 5th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Coldplay's current tour is on pause after frontman Chris Martin was diagnosed with a serious lung infection. The band released a statement on Instagram Tuesday reading, quote, "Chris has been put under strict doctor's orders to rest for the next 3 weeks. We're so grateful for your understanding at this challenging time where we need to prioritize Chris's health. We're optimistic that Chris will return to good health after the prescribed medical break and look forward to resuming the tour as soon as possible." And Buffy the Vampire Slayer star Emma Caulfield is opening up about her multiple sclerosis diagnosis. The 49-year-old says she first noticed something was wrong back in 2010 when she was working on the Nickelodeon series Gigantic, telling Vanity Fair, quote, "I woke up one morning and felt like my face had a million ants crawling on it." Caulfield promises that she's feeling, quote, "okay right now. Truthfully, my attitude is not crumbling under the fear of what if or what can or what has for other people. I just have to keep going." And she certainly is. Caulfield is set to reprise her WandaVision role in Katherine Hahn's spin-off series centering on her villainous witch, Agatha Harkness. And finally, the world has sadly lost a little bit of its twinkle with the death of Loretta Lynn. Country music's sequined queen of the sexual revolution died Tuesday at the age of 90. In a statement released to EW, Lynn's family said, quote, "Our precious mom passed away peacefully this morning in her sleep at home in her beloved ranch in Hurricane Mills." For more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Buckle up, because our first pick is full of action and adventure. It's the season premiere of Kung Fu. The CW series is a modern take on the 70s drama of the same name. This series follows Nikki Shen, who uses her martial arts skills and Shaolin values to fight crime in her hometown of San Francisco. In the season 3 premiere, the Shens become victims of a crime wave that's hit their community of Chinatown, and they must rebuild before the reopening of Harmony Dumplings. Here's a preview.
"Our city is hurting. Our family is hurting. Since the earthquake, gangs were taking advantage of the chaos."
"Who the hell are you?"
"Concerned citizen. Thank you."
"No problem. I'll see you around."
"Who's that?" "Some kind of vigilante."
"We let it work every day and night, so we stay alive every time we fight."
"These gangs, they were spilling blood just months ago.
Suddenly they're working ops together.
It's happening all over Chinatown.
We need help. Let's find this vigilante. He's hot, is he? What are you doing here?"
"Heard you were looking for me, and you need my help."
"This isn't just some organized crime ring. They're smart, capable.
Whoever did this, they're playing a much bigger game."
"We'll figure this out together.
Something new has arrived."
Will Shen be able to save her family and her community? Tune in to find out on the season premiere of Kung Fu tonight at 9 on the CW.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Chucky is an icon year-round, but October is really his time to shine. More on the Chucky season premiere coming up. But first, Chucky has starred in a slew of horror films. Which was the first to feature the devilish doll? Was it Bride of Chucky, Curse of Chucky, or Child's Play? Stick around for the answer.
Number 2.
A shy teenager turns into an undead creature of the night. When he's not cracking open books, he's out for blood. Our next pick is the series premiere of Reginald the Vampire. Spider-Man star Jacob Batalon stars as Reginald, a reserved, lonely teen who works at a slushy shop and pines after a girl who barely gives him the time of day. Then, one night, Reginald meets Maurice, a vampire who sees potential in him and has friends turn him into one of their own. Here's Reginald just as he's become a vampire, trying to take in the advice Maurice is giving him about the rules of the road for the undead.
"Do you know what I am, man?"
"What do they want from me?"
"Moira and Penelope like to play with their food."
"Oh, Oh no. No! Vampires are not real. They're just a story.
Look, you're a motherfucking vampire, man. You're undead. You can never die. Never grow old. I mean, you can't die unless someone stakes you in the heart or you get stranded in the sun, but that's very, very unlikely.
Can I still eat pizza?
Yeah, go for it. You can eat pizza.
What about ice cream?
Ice cream, too.
So my taste buds still taste.
I think you're putting a little too much emphasis on the pizza and the ice cream right now.
But if my digestive system works the way it did before...
Your taste buds still taste. But what they want to taste most of all is blood.
Learn to feed, don't murder his friends, and date the girl of his dreams. Seems like a pretty doable checklist. Check out the season premiere of Reginald the Vampire tonight at 10 on Sci-Fi. Stay tuned for our number one pick and the answer to today's trivia question. What to Watch will be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
Well, hello, Dolly, again. Season 2 of the killer doll show Chucky finds the young survivors from Season 1, Jake, Devin, and Lexi, sent to a Catholic reform school with a certain diminutive psychopath in hot pursuit. The new season also sees the small screen introduction of Chucky's offspring, Glenn and Glenda, who learn a few interesting things about their mother, Tiffany, played by Jennifer Tilly.
You will be placed in a facility with other violent juvenile offenders.
They could learn from their mistakes by thinking on their sins.
Welcome to Incarnate Lord.
You've suffered great pain in your young life.
Chucky's gonna come for us again.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 days since my last confession.
Yes, right.
That's me in the corner.
We don't know how many Chuckies are out there.
Great. Another killer doll with a shady plan.
How many of you are there?
Wait, you got a knife?
Yeah, I got a knife. They passed them out at orientation.
Don't make me come back there.
I was gonna take over the world if it weren't for that bitch from hell.
Glenn, Glenda, it's so nice to see your sweet faces.
Mom, who the hell is Nika Pierce?
Your mother is a psychotic murderer who thinks she's in love with me and she chopped off all my limbs and she's kept me trapped in here for a year.
Mom's a murderer.
Mom's a lesbian?
There is an evil in our midst, and we must confront it.
I'm the MVP of serial murder. I mean, I've killed more people than you have Insta followers.
Never stop fighting.
Won't you just die, Chucky?
I am risen!
And it didn't even take me 3 days.
Fans of the movie Bound will be happy to hear that Chucky star Jennifer Tilly will be reunited this season with her former co-stars Gina Gershon and Joe Pantoliano. Chucky creator Don Mancini recently told EW that the Bound reunion was a, quote, queer fever dream come true. Don't miss out on the murderous fun of Chucky. Season 2 premieres on Sci-Fi tonight at 9. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which was the first movie to feature the devilish doll Chucky? Was it Bride of Chucky, Curse of Chucky, or Child's Play? The answer is Child's Play. The 1988 horror film introduced the world to Chucky, a murderous doll hell-bent on revenge. The movie became an instant hit, grossing over $44 million at the box office, easily making back its $9 million budget. It spawned 6 sequels, a reboot movie in 2019, and now a TV series. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Clark Collis, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.